the stock market's just broken 30,000. Never been broken, that number. That's a sacred number, 30,000. Nobody thought they'd ever see it. And I just want to congratulate all the people within the administration that work so hard. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the people of our country, because there are no people like you. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. Welcome to day 1405. Joe Biden introduced six of his top foreign policy and national security appointments and nominees, saying, quote, "The team meets this moment," end quote. The announcement comes a day after the Trump administration ended its 16-day stalemate and said that it would begin cooperating with the incoming administration. Quote, "It's a team that reflects the fact that America is back," Biden said, "ready to lead the world, not retreat from it," end quote. Biden added that his nominees bring experience and leadership, quote, "fresh thinking and perspective and an unrelenting belief in the promise of America," end quote. Hours after the General Services Administration authorized the Biden transition, Trump tweeted his insistence that he had won the election and that he will, quote, "never concede," end quote. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania and Nevada certified their 2020 election results, awarding a combined 26 electoral votes to Biden. North Carolina also certified its presidential vote totals, awarding the state's 15 electoral votes to Trump. Biden has collected 306 electoral votes to Trump's 232. In D.C., Trump made an impromptu appearance in the White House briefing room to celebrate the Dow surpassing 30,000 points for the first time, telling reporters that he wanted to, quote, "congratulate the people of our country because there are no people like you," end quote. Trump called the milestone a sacred number and then left without taking questions. The Dow rose by over 450 points a day after the Trump administration agreed to start the transition process and the news that Biden was set to nominate former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen as his Treasury Secretary. Trump has repeatedly claimed that if Biden won the election, the stock market and the economy would crash. In the 3 weeks since Election Day, Trump has tweeted some 400 times in an attempt to undermine the integrity of the 2020 election results. And finally, the White House Coronavirus Task Force called for, quote, "significant behavior change of all Americans," end quote, including the wearing of masks to mitigate the spread of the virus. Quote, "There is aggressive, rapid, and expanding community spread across the country, reaching over 2,000 counties," end quote. This according to a set of task force reports. The U.S. reported 154,656 new infections on Monday, continuing a record-high 7-day average of new cases. More than 85,000 coronavirus patients have been admitted to hospitals, a 17% increase, and daily fatalities increased by more than 30% over the last week. The nation is now averaging 172,000 new virus cases per day, roughly doubling since the end of October. Meanwhile, the CDC is finalizing new guidance that would shorten the length of time it recommends that people spend in self-quarantine after exposure to the virus, bringing it down from 14 days to around 7 to 10 days. The goal is to encourage more people to comply with self-quarantining. And in the polls, Politico says 53% of Republicans say they would vote for Trump in 2024. 12% say they would support Mike Pence, and 8% say they would support Donald Trump Jr. And CNBC says just 3% of Trump voters believe that Biden legitimately won the 2020 election, while 73% consider Trump to be the winner. 24% say they're not sure. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.